Nancy Pelosi says she's not going to take up the idea of packing the Supreme Court. Not because she doesn't want to, just because she doesn't think she can get there quite yet. Trust me, she wants to. She very much wants to pack the Supreme Court. It's top of her list of things to do. And the problem is, she can't do it right now. So she says, I'm not involved. And this comes to front of mind because on the steps of the Supreme Court yesterday stood Senator Markey of Massachusetts, who, by the way, just a couple of years ago, stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and said, the number of justices that need to be there is 9. Well, now, of course, they've changed their mind because Donald Trump did something that's never happened in modern history. He replaced 3 Supreme Court justices, freaking the left out because for the first time in 80 years, they didn't have control of the Supreme Court. So naturally, they come along with this scheme to pack the Supreme Court. Add 4 justices is what this legislation would do, giving the Supreme Court 13. And I say, my friends on the left, be careful what you wish for. You cheered on Harry Reid when he got rid of the filibuster for filling judicial vacancies because Mitch McConnell played hardball, which is what politics is about, smash-mouth politics. And then as a result of what Harry Reid did, Donald Trump was able to put in 250 federal judges, including 3 members of the United States Supreme Court. So now you're demanding a change of the Supreme Court. One of the loudest voices saying don't do that is Harry Reid. Plus Stephen Breyer, a liberal justice of the Supreme Court. From the grave comes Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying that's a terrible idea. In fact, let me play for you a whole host of Democrats, including Joe Biden, who says packing the court is a terrible, boneheaded idea. Bite 6, go.
I would not get into court packing. We had 3 justices. Next time around, we lose control. They had 3 justices. We began to lose any credibility for the court has at all.
There are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court.
But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make. And it put in question, for an entire decade, the independence of the most significant body.
Took an act of courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problems that exist.
And so I think that is not the ultimate solution.
So I am not at all in favor.
But where does it stop? I mean, so we go from 9 to 15, right. And then the next
it takes over in 15 to 27.
I think that we better be very, very careful in saying that we need to expand the Supreme Court. I think we better be very, very careful.
Well, if anything would make the court appear partisan, it would be that one side saying, when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number.
I don't believe that expanding the size of the Supreme Court is the answer.
I don't know that expanding the size of the Supreme Court is the best way to address legitimate concerns we have.
I do not think expanding the Supreme Court makes sense. No.
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 Where does that stop? It's a race to the bottom.
Roosevelt tried that in the 1930s, didn't work so well.
9 seems to be a good number, and it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, I do want you to hear from Stephen Breyer. Very liberal associate justice of the United States Supreme Court, a guy who never votes with the conservatives. Isn't it interesting how people, justices go to the Supreme Court, become more liberal? They never become more conservative, do they? Seems odd to me, but they never become more conservative. Anyhow, bite number 8 from Stephen Breyer. Here's what he says about packing the court.
Nor should we be surprised if proposals for structural change of the court become a topic of general public concern. If the public sees judges as politicians in robes, its confidence in the courts and in the rule of law itself can only diminish. Diminishing the court's power, including its power to act as a check on other branches.
There you go. So I would just say this. Be careful what you wish for. On the left, you don't want to pack the Supreme Court, because if you do, at some point along comes someone to change it. In Florida, before the 2018 elections, the Democrats ran through some changes to the way elections were done. They picked up 6 seats in Congress. All 6 were lost in 2020 because people figure it out. If mail-in ballots become the law of the land, it will impact blue states far more than red states. You know, Delaware has some of the most restrictive voting laws in the world. Let me tell you how you early vote in the state of Connecticut. You don't. There is no early voting allowed at all in Connecticut. None. It will be the blue states that will be impacted by this far more than red states. Georgia, in all of the screaming and crying and gnashing of teeth from the left, has far more generous early voting, weekend voting, absentee voting, all of it, than Delaware or Rhode Island or Connecticut or New York. The list goes on. Don't believe me? Check for yourselves. Because I always do my homework. So should you. Democrats should do theirs as well. Georgia is racist. Georgia is terrible. Well, when it comes to voter ID, you don't vote in Delaware or Connecticut or New York or anywhere else unless you have ID. Are those racist states? Connecticut, you can't vote early at all. Is it because Connecticut is racist? Oh, people. Fed nonsense, and they gobble it up. May I have some more crap to eat, please? It's true. Sadly, it's true. Anyhow, it's Friday, thankfully. Good. Let's take a break. We'll wrap it up. We'll come around the final turn, you and I together.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.